Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Athlon Sports has a rumor about the Commanders. And this is from Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports. He thinks Washington could be in the hunt for more cornerback help, more veteran cornerback help. He posits that the Commanders could be interested in Packers star cornerback Jair Alexander. Here's his quote. All offseason, the Green Bay Packers have publicly anticipated a breakup with Alexander, who's simultaneously been one of the NFL's best, and this part concerns me, and most injured cover men, says Benjamin. Yeah. Both sides hinted at a split in free agency either via trade or release. So the Packers, I guess, have a new contract offer on the table. But if the Pro Bowler doesn't bite at a pay cut, Green Bay could save $17 million by cutting or trading him after June 1st. So that's an increase of $9.5 million from prior to June 1.
Seems like every big name corner out there that's got a tenuous contract issue with their current team.
Yeah.
He's always mentioned to go to the Commanders.
I find it hard to believe that Adam Peters is going to double down on trading for an aging,
injured
cornerback.
Like I missed.
Like when you, especially when you drafted one at 61 in Amos, I just don't
see. Not happening. It's not happening.
It's rumor.
Listen to this.
Cody Benjamin is not plugged in.
Jair Alexander missed 13 games in 21.
Yeah.
He played a full season in 22. He missed 10 games in 23, 10 games last year. He's missed 33 games in the last 4 years.
I mean, just that alone is going to be enough to scare me off.
He is a stud.
I believe he's been a Pro Bowler or All-Pro, second team All-Pro twice.
Yep.
That was a long time ago. But he is always hurt.
I think they believe that Marshon Lattimore is going to return to his previous form. We will see. But Adam Peters traded for him for a reason. So there's your number one corner. They got Sam Strill. There's your number two corner. They drafted Amos. They brought in Jonathan Jones. I think they think they're okay at corner.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see. Now, unless Alexander gets cut and they're able to sign him at a very team-friendly deal.
He gets cut after
that part, then I could see there being at least some interest.
But he hasn't been cut yet.
Hasn't been released yet. But trading for him and giving up future assets, I think you've already done enough of that with the Lattimore deal.
Yeah, no,
they're like not doing that.
Let's hold on to some of the picks.
The prediction is that he's going to be retained by Green Bay.
Okay.
And they'll just redo his deal. But I can't imagine he's going to get a heavy deal with all those injuries.
Mm-hmm. What were they saying the compensation would have been? Takes?
They would say Green Bay would save $17 million if they, cut him after June 1st.
Right. Oh, but there's not compensation.
Or traded him.
They're not saying what the Commanders
would. No, there's no potential parameters of a deal.
Okay.
No.
They're just speculating
right
that he could be available.
Again, they bring in Jonathan Jones, corner from New England.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the depth chart. They draft Trey Amos. second round pick, who most people say is first round talent, hearing good reports about him. He's on the depth chart. And he got a couple starters in Sanders still and Marshawn Lattimore. I don't see it.
I don't see it either. But if he was cut and he's a free agent, you don't have to give him what he's making. It'd be interesting.
You don't know how he made his first appearance here in the D.C. area. Jonathan Jones, who they inked away from the Patriots.
How did he make his... Seems like a trick question. How did he make his first appearance?
He's a licensed pilot. Flew his plane to the College Park Airport.
Wow.
Good for him.
That's
glad he made it.
That's a dicey hobby. Flying planes. Might want to be careful.
Would you rather be on the side for a hobby?
Yeah, yeah.
A pilot? Now you're trained, okay, whenever you take your lessons. Right. Or a beekeeper?
Beekeeper.
Really?
I'd rather get... I don't think I'm going to die from getting stung by a bee. I know I would die if I effed up behind the controls of a rinky-dink airplane. So, I think beekeeper.
If you became... Like, let's say you did win the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
And you won that money and you quit the show. You retired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you went to your office.
Yes.
And you're like, all right, I got all this free time. Mm-hmm. I do love poker and pickle and tennis.
Yeah.
Okay. But after that, you're like, I need to come up with a new hobby.
More
you
hobbies?
Wrote down 100 things.
Yes.
I don't think beekeeper would have been on it.
No. If I wrote down a million things, beekeeper would not be on the list. I don't see the allure of dressing head to toe in that protective material, having that mesh to look through on your hat, your floppy hat. And what, Drab, can you tell me what is the they're always spraying like a fog or something on the bees?
Yeah, what is that?
What's that all about? Or so, like, there's like a mist, they're misting the bees. I don't understand. There's been a lot of beekeeper talk on the show today.
Well, we've gone, it depends on who you talk to. I was going to say, we've gone almost 30 years doing this radio show, and that's the first time somebody's ever called into the show who says their hobby is beekeeping.
Yeah. It's weird.
But hey, that's what Open Line Thursday is all about. If you want to call in, 800-636-1067, maybe there's a new hobby we should pursue beyond beekeeping.
If you're a beekeeper, again, I know nothing about it. And yes, I was kidding about squeezing a bee. I mean, I understand you can't touch a bee. But where do you house bees if you're a beekeeper? Like, I don't understand.
They live in like, I don't know what it's called. It's almost like a box.
They live in
it's a big, like,
and then what
it's
do you,
a box.
It's
and
like
you pull them
high.
Out, you scrape them.
Okay, and they live in a box, like in a shed or something? Or
no, like right in your backyard or in a field.
In your garden.
I know you've seen that. They pull out the tray.
I think maybe.
Yeah.
I don't pay much attention to it.
I know that.
I like the end product that the bees give us.
The honey.
I'm a fan of honey. Honey's delicious.
I love honey.
I just don't need to be around
the
bees.
Honey's kind of expensive. Like,
yeah,
if you get
expensive.
Like a little jar like of ketchup, it would be like $3 or something. You get the same thing of honey, it's like $12. It gets a lot more.
Speaking of ketchup, generally not a ketchup guy, but I saw a ketchup that caught my eye in the store the other day, and I bought it, and I actually liked it. Ketchup with jalapeno in it. Heinz, jalapeno.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Is that new? I guess that is
new. I think it's relatively new. And I said, this is good marketing. It's catching my eye. Bought it.
BT Dubs.
Yeah.
Speaking of Commanders. My friend was in line the other day.
Uh-oh, who'd you see?
Commander sighting?
At Chick-fil-A.
All right.
Delicious.
And who was right in front of my friend at Chick-fil-A.
All right.
Let's see here.
This person.
Offensive or defensive?
Offensive.
An offensive player.
Jaden Daniels.
JD5 was getting a spicy chicken sandwich.
He didn't do drive-through?
He did drive-through.
Oh, okay. In drive-through.
My friend was right behind him.
What's his ride? Does he have a silly ride?
Black Range Rover.
Okay.
And my friend went up and...
Was his mom in the car?
Yeah.
I don't know.
His mom getting a meal,
I don't think the mom was there.
Driving.
But he, of course, doesn't use his... You know, when Chick-fil-A asked for the name for the order?
Sure.
What'd Not Jaden.
What'd he say?
Robert.
Robert?
Robert.
Right. So if you work at Chick-fil-A and Robert orders some food,
Robert.
And if you're in Ashburn, it's probably Jaden.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
And why do you think that is? Because
there's
even if
no
he
other
just
Roberts
said,
in Ashburn.
No, I'm just kidding.
Even if he just said Robert... Like, let's say he said Jaden, and then he thinks in the minute that it takes to turn around and give you your food, that they're going to taint it somehow? Or, like, I don't understand why
just,
he doesn't
say doesn't
that.
Want extra he just doesn't attention want attention. And to him, I would
everybody
guess.
In the restaurant in Chick-fil-A will come to the drive-thru
window.
You
know, it's funny you say that. Have I told you this before? My youngest, her bit is, I think I've told you this, she always tells the Starbucks people that the if she goes to a bagel place or whatever.
Yeah.
She always says they ask her name, Rebecca. Her name's not Rebecca. Her freaking name's Kate.
She doing a Jason bit? Who were you
she
for?
She tells everybody
Larry?
When they ever ask for her name,
Rebecca.
Rebecca, that's like her little personal bit.
Okay.
And sometimes it comes back to bite her in the ass because she'll get her stuff and they'll walk away and they'll say, Hey, Rebecca.
Right. It's not clicking.
It's not
but
clicking.
Why is she doing that? She wants that name? Because didn't Jason go by Larry for a while?
No.
When I was seven.
For some reason, she gets a weird thrill out of telling people a fake name. I don't know. Have you ever heard of that? Do you have friends that do that? Do they have like Starbucks names? I think this is a thing.
I don't think this is
I think people have Starbucks names.
A psychological term, but what is imposter syndrome? I just saw Steph Curry thinks he has imposter syndrome.
Maybe that's when you feel like you're not up to
your
name.
Yeah, you're not worthy
of something. You're not worthy.
Yeah.
You're not worthy of being silly
JP. She's not worthy of a real name.
No, it's not, it had nothing to do with that. I'm telling you, she feels like she's pulling the wool over somebody's eyes.
She's pulling a fast one.
Yeah, it's like
she know they don't care.
Yeah, but she gets pleasure in it.
They don't
care
at
all. I know, but I'm just telling you, she likes it. What to say the wrong name?
Does she use different names or just Rebecca?
No, it's always Rebecca. She's Rebecca. But she goes to the bagel place, the Starbucks, anything like that. Leave her name, Rebecca.
I dig it.
You're into
that? Have you ever heard of that, though? I'm telling you,
I know people do that who have like hard to spell names or hard to pronounce names at Starbucks.
And people always say like, oh, they always say my name this
it's
way.
It's fun to pretend someone else for a minute to amuse yourself. Amuse myself all the time.
Yeah, it's what she does to amuse herself.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A. I'm just going to say I'm Jaden.
Do they ever do that?
I think you should. Steal his name.
I don't even realize that. So when you go to McDonald's or something and you order, they don't ask you your name.
No.
But when you go to Chick-fil-A, they actually ask you your name.
Yeah, because they have because a lot of times they have the two drive-throughs, and you got to show up, and then they're going to just check that they're giving you the right bag.
Yeah, but like if you have duels at like McDonald's, they just say, "Did you have the Big Mac?" That's usually what they do.
Yeah, they just say, "What was the name on the order?"
I hate the duels because I have a skill. I have an elite skill of always picking the wrong lane.
Right.
I don't like to go to the outside lane because I feel like I'm going to get hung out to dry, like I'm in a NASCAR race.
Somebody's not going to let you in.
I always pick the slow lane. I just do. I have a gift. I have a talent for it.
Yeah.
I find the person who's going to have the longer order, and I gravitate towards them.
Always bet against kids.
And I'm just stuck there.
People love Chick-fil-A. It's fine to me. Their waffle fries, you got it. You got to eat them in the first couple of minutes.
Yeah. But they're very good.
Once they get lukewarm. Meh.
I like them.
I've gotten to the point now, like, I like my fries crispy. So, like, if I get home and don't eat them before I get home, air fryer for 3 or 4 minutes, I got to get them crisped up.
Air fryer does
gotta crisp them up, baby.
It does have a place.
This guy cannot do soggy fries. Air. He will not do soggy fries.
Do you
fries.
Do pizza in air fryer?
Sure.
Do you ever put the ice cube on a pizza and put it on a pan?
I've never heard that bit.
How different is the air fryer than using your toaster oven, you know, on like the fry?
I mean, it's probably similar. I think it's a little bit better. I don't know.
I'm asking. I would imagine it's similar.
A lot of use out of the air fryer.
I feel like
it's a lot of use.
Yeah, the air fryer, I think it keeps it a little moister. If that's
and crispier. Crisps it up.
Because doesn't
the way you need it.
I mean, most of the toaster ovens nowadays have like 3 or 4 settings and one is fry.
No longer own a toaster oven. Dead. In the trash.
We have toaster oven.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we have this stupid air fryer. But it's too much clutter on the thing, so Dia's constantly moving them down to the
limited
basement.
Limited counter space. I don't have a Kardashian's kitchen.
I have an average normal kitchen like a normal human. Mm-hmm. To me, it doesn't bother me. But to my wife, it makes her crazy. All right, let's go to another beekeeper, or is this the same guy?
I don't know.
Is this the same guy?
It's got to be the same.
We got another beekeeper. Tom.
Yes, Tom.
How do you get the honey out of the thing? You suck the bee? Like, what do you do?
No, what you do is you wait till the frames, wait till they produce the frames of honey, and then they cap it, and then you remove the frames of honey, you take them out, you take a knife, you remove the cappings of honey, and then you put it in a spinner, in a extractor, you extract the honey, and then you run it through a strainer, into a bucket, into your bottles. And
sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds very complicated.
Do you do this as a profession or as a hobby?
No, this is a hobby.
All right, what do you get out of it? Like when I hit a golf ball and I hit a crispy one, it feels silly. It's like sex.
To me, it actually sounds like his process is like the people that are into it, and none of us are, that brew their own beer.
I'll tell you what, it's a lot like golf. You know, you don't get into it to make any money by any means, for sure. All right, it costs you a lot of money. You get some good honey out of it, and
that's it, though. Do you get stung a million times?
No, they're pretty calm. I mean, if you go in the middle of summertime when they don't have any food, you got to feed them. They may get a little angry at you. When you go in your hives and tear their hives apart, they get a little angry. But you wear a bee suit, they're pretty. My bees are pretty calm. They're Italians, so the Italians.
Italian bees. Really?
Yeah. You got.
Dude,
Italian
is it
bees.
Like olive oil? We don't even know this. And like some honeys are just like elite, and others are just like garbage. Like there's bougie honey.
Of course, a lot of the crap comes from China, and it's not even real honey. It's they feed them sugar water, and it's fake honey. So,
oh no, am I getting fake honey? Is that what they sell at the average? Hold on,
China.
Is that what they sell at the average grocery store?
Yes.
You look at the labels, Ricky. You need that organic, like.
All right, tell me one brand of a good honey.
Well, I'm in the food business, and I met Jason up at Rubino's one time. He comes in there for breakfast.
Telling you, Jason's the king of asthma. Yes, everybody knows what this guy's doing. Hey, dude, will you send some honey to the station?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, stay on hold.
All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
I think I've been to Rubino's.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win.
You met somebody there, remember?
Give you a chance to win tickets to go see comedian Ian Bagg. He'll be in town on June 12th, so keep listening for your chance to win. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy, too. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.